Welcome to the podcast version of Police Science Doctor, the online resource bridging the gap between research and investigative practice, for police personnel who go the extra mile, for academics who want to connect better with investigative practitioners, on YouTube and on policesciencedoctor.com.
Good morning, everyone. This is Suzanne Knabe-Nicole from Police Science Doctor with number 171. Police Science snippets that come to you every week in the form of this live broadcast here every Tuesday on social media, LinkedIn, YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook, on the Police Science Doctor social channels, and also straight into your inbox with a link to the actual research article if you have joined the free Police Science Doctor email list. To do that, simply Google Police Science, go to Police Science Doctor, and then enter your details into the form that pops up. These snippets are simply golden nuggets that I've tried to find amongst all the academic articles published in the fields of police science, evidence-based policing, investigative psychology, forensic psychology, crime analysis, in all that field. Research on the military is also very relevant. So I try to find something that is practical and a nugget of information that you can somehow put into practice straight away. You will not find something probably every week that will be relevant to your role, simply because you guys have so many different roles across the planet. I can't cater for all of them. But you can access the library with the previous 170 PDFs of three snippets on each PDF. If you join the Police Science Doctor email list, you get the password to access the read page, as in reading, on the Police Science Doctor website. I'm in my office here at work, University of Middlesex University in London. So I'm just hoping that nobody is going to pop in whilst I'm doing that. I'm here for a meeting. So the first snippet of this week is about university admissions and criminal records. A criminal history significantly reduces a prospective student's chance of being accepted into a higher education institution. However, this study found that along with formal requirements, decision makers rely on their own subjective perceptions and experience to evaluate risk among applicants. So that means that as somebody with a previous criminal record, you do have a chance. It depends in part on how you present yourself to that decision maker and the work you're putting into your appearance and communication skills. The second snippet is about youth in shopping malls. The provision of free Wi-Fi in malls, peer pressure, and the lack of parental oversight contribute to disruptive behavior among youth in shopping malls. It is suggested that partnering with youth workers could provide a more effective strategy for addressing such behaviors, bridging the gap between formal policy and practice. Okay, so if you want to read more about that, go and click on the link to the original article. Whether you can access the whole piece or not, unfortunately, is not within my control. It depends on whether your organization has a subscription to the particular publisher. But you can usually contact the author of the article and ask them to send you a copy of the whole piece. And the third and last snippet for this week is about economic abuse. The presence of economic abuse, such as illegitimately having their access to money restricted by an abusive partner, may compound effects of IPV, so that's intimate partner violence, and highlight the importance of acknowledging and addressing economically abusive behaviors and their long-term detrimental impact on women's mental health and financial security. So these are the snippets for this week. Hopefully there was something there for you. If not, fear not, just go to the library on the read page of all the previous snippets and you can download them and use them at your will. And I hope to see you again next week. Let me just switch off the banner, go to my outro music, and there you go. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening. I hope you found this content useful.
You can get access to each episode's transcript with key learning points, timestamps, and references if you get yourself onto my mailing list. Just go to the main website on policesciencedoctor.com, and on the bottom of each page you will find a sign-up form for notifications of new content. Just enter your first name, your preferred email address, and the type of organization you work for. You will not get any spam. This is just for me to let you know about new content and for you to get access to all the transcripts.